Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Woo! Woo! I never asked for a free ride.
Dun, dun, dun.
I only asked for the show me a real good time.
Dun, 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 dun. It's coming down on me. That's how I was on Monday morning at midnight with that storm.
It was incredible.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I was awake at that point. I heard the rain coming, and then I had all this like soil and like dead plants in my patio area that I was like, oh, I'm going to clean them out like this week. Mm. And then just quickly was like, oh my God, I have to like get them out now or it's going to be truly a flood.
Yeah.
Of just like
dirt,
soil and dirt.
Did you do it?
And so then I ran and ran them all, gathered them all up, ran them out, threw them away, cleaned up, like swept a little bit. And then by the time that it finally started coming down, I just sat on my porch smoking a cig and watching it all.
Hell yeah.
I was like, look at the destruction, yeah. Mother Nature.
Yes, and all my
cackling.
All my plants are safe inside.
Yeah, I rescued a plant. One of my neighbors, tattletale time, one of my neighbors threw away a very beautiful, like, big plant, and, or someone put it in the dumpster of my building, and I saw it, like, sticking out, and I was like, hey, that plant is, like, still kicking and alive. Like, I can't let this plant just, like, die in a dumpster. So I rescued it and then kept it on my patio for a few days and then finally, like, repotted it on...
Wow.
Sunday.
So now you're
and
like,
now it's like thriving. I'm like a full blown a dumpster diver.
You're like, you are now my child.
Her plant. Yeah, my first ever rescue plant. Feels good.
That's cute.
Adopt, don't shop. Okay.
You guys went through your first storm together. Like they're fully in your family now.
Yeah, and also rainwater is so good for plants.
Yeah, we were about to go to bed, and Simon said, "Did you see that?" And I was like, what? And then I saw the flash myself. And then we opened the windows and just watch. And it felt healing. And I knew everyone else was watching it in LA. And I felt like, because our city is sort of going through a really dark time right now, it felt sort of like a gift.
Yeah.
Because it was,
LA sucks ass right now, and that storm was the best thing that's happened in months.
That was maybe my favorite thing that happened all year.
Yeah.
Possibly.
And also, Southern California rarely gets thunderstorms.
No, not like that.
Like, that is maybe one, the first one in the 12 years I've lived here that I've seen. Maybe there's been another one. I can't remember it off the top of my head, but that felt really exciting because even when I lived in Chicago for college, like for a few years, Chicago in the Midwest gets thunderstorms all the time.
Oh, yeah.
One of my joys in life was to just like open the blinds and watch Mother Nature wreak havoc on the world. Yeah. And then you just don't get that in Cali.
No, I mean, there was nothing better than like a New York City thunderstorm in the summer, like looking out the door of leading onto the roof and just seeing like the skyline of Manhattan and lightning.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely have missed the East Coast thunderstorm element that I grew up with, but it felt rare and kind of weird and like a little unsettling, but like also very healing and kind of, I don't know, it felt like a good omen.
It's good for everyone. Also, we haven't gotten any rain. I'm like super worried about like re-entering drought zone, and like it felt nice to have one rain that's happened. Normally it's like very rainy right now. But
yeah, when I first moved to LA, love this LA weather talk. When
I love almanac. Welcome to Almanac Talk with Laura and Carrie.
Paul Richards Almanac.
I'm like, we reported 1 inch of rain this year.
Yeah.
And last year's, we had a few inches. Worried about the drought.
When I first moved here in 2017, the first month, there was this like horrific rainstorm one weekend. Do you remember that? Where it was like flooding.
Yes.
It started on a Friday.
People were like buying sandbags. People were literally like, your house is going to flood and just wash away down a flooded river down the streets. And everyone got so dramatic. And like,
yeah, we
Ivan was like, is shit going to flood? And then it didn't. I just like made soup.
Yeah. What a kind of, how naive were we to think of what
was
coming?
But it was a fun rainstorm though.
Yeah, and the rain yesterday was great. It felt like a real, I felt like I was back in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Cold, rainy Sunday, even though it was
like a transporting, it was like a transportative moment that took us out of this hell city and into like a whole new existence. Now, but now we're back.
Now we're back to stark, bright sunlight and dryness and wind
and
plague, but for one brief shining moment there was a Camelot and I saw a transformer explode, and that was exciting.
Oh my god, fun.
Over
you have a really good view for seeing just like shit go down.
Yeah, it was a green and blue flash and it was amazing.
Cool.
And it was nice, like I went to bed feeling kind of renewed.
I love that.
I was like, this could either be a good omen or a bad omen, but I'm honestly okay with either. Like
I'll take what I can get.
I'll take
any break from the sameness is like a welcome experience.
Yeah. Oh my god, do you hear that?
The wind?
The helicopter.
No.
Oh. There's been like a frenzy. There was a helicopter that went over today. I need you to see this.
Tony. Hey.
Look at this.
Come here.
Laura. Look at that helicopter.
Oh my god. Is that an Uber?
No. It's like an arm. It's a military helicopter.
Holy shit.
But like fully Terminator Dark Fate.
They're coming for us.
But I was just like, this morning, the whole apartment started shaking and I was like, oh, and I went outside and I was just like, oh, okay. Like, this is so fucking weird. Like, I was just like, of course, like, yeah, sure. I'll just see this sight and be like, this is normal.
Yeah. It's very Star Wars. There was another, I think there was a helicopter flying really low by my place yesterday too, which I'm always like, I always prepare to like hear like a bomb drop or something, or like have a missile fired. Like when they're really close, I'm like, just end it now. Like don't make me question anymore. I'm ready.
Yeah. I love being like, I could go outside and look, but I will not. And I will instead imagine.
You're like,
what's
why
happening?
Is this happening?
What's happening?
But it's, inside.
Meanwhile, it's just like traffic or like some persons running between houses in the backyards.
Wait, we need to talk about.
Well, first of all, I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening
and
to.
And you're listening to.
Sexy.
Unique podcast.
Insatiable bitch.
Bitch.
Goddesses. Two. Series 2.
The Crown, Series 2.
Fleabag, Series 2.
Okay, so we need to talk about...
Hilaria.
The news that's taken, inexplicably kind of taken over the world to a point where I now believe that, like, the government and the media is using this to deflect from something far more important. Like, CNN is reporting about this. I'm like,
really?
Guys, can you not? Yes. Like,
oh my God.
It's all over. It's like, she's gone national.
Wow. Well, she's certainly...
She's gone national.
She's finally gone international.
She did it.
Which
she did that.
All she ever wanted was to be international, and now she is. Hilaria Baldwin went... I've never seen someone go greater lengths to deny that they're from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm like,
when you don't want to be from Boston, I get it.
JK, we love you. Let's have us there for a tour.
Yeah, we'll be in Boston soon enough. But I'm just saying.
No, you're right. It's like.
I mean, all my friends, like my core group of friends, are all massholes, and like they rep hard, but to their extent of repping hard, she is refusing to rep, and
she's
instead
refusing
is like repping Madrid.
She's repping Mallorca.
Mallorca, Madrid.
Mallorca.
Ja.
So for anyone who doesn't know, and if you don't know, you're probably living a fruitful life, but...
Literally, like, true non-English speakers know at this point, because this has taken... It's taken over the globe as, like, the top... It's insane, actually.
And I have
and
to...
I think we all need to, like, chill out about it and just, like, move on.
But we also need to give credit where credit's due and really credit Tracy Morrissey for going, like... She, I think, was one of the people that really, there was that initial tweet thread, and I think Tracy really took that and went into an either deeper investigation of it.
I love.
She said that Alec Baldwin blocked her. So, like, again, Tracy Morrissey coming in with the truthers of, like, exposing these scammers.
Coming in with a magnifying glass, Sherlock fucking Holmes, and saying, let's look a little bit closer at this.
Fucking... amazing. Like, so
I didn't see her story about it.
Oh, she did like a Jamil kind of
just
extensive.
I'm sure it's in her highlights.
Oh, yeah, it's on
everyone
her,
follow
it's on her highlights. But it is truly a crazy like Jessica Fletcher fucking descent into like lifting the mask off a Scooby-Doo villain. And that villain being Hilaria Baldwin, whose real name is like Hillary Hayworth. But if you didn't know, so Alec Baldwin, is it his third wife or second wife? Third wife.
It's an additional wife.
Yeah.
It's not his first.
It's one of his many wives. They've been married for like 12 years now. Her name is Hilaria Baldwin. She's a Spanish-American writer, health guru,
she was a yoga teacher,
dancer. She got big. She was already kind of big, and then they married, and then it kind of raised her profile, and she was making a lot of like Today Show appearances and doing cooking with like Hoda and Kathy Lee. Like, she was starting to become like a New York, kind of like Billy Joel's ex-wife.
Yeah, and she's like a lifestyle / mommy blogger, but really thin. And
the thinnest person you'll ever see. And also has like
she's 12, a very thin person.
She has like 12 kids.
A brood. But I will say, I don't think I've... And any Goop heads, correct me if I'm wrong. I've never seen her on Goop.
Yeah, she's not... She's not.
If you're not on Goop, you are truly not my health and wellness expert.
You know,
that's all I'll say.
I have a feeling Gwyneth like did not acknowledge her.
Yeah, and you know that they've probably like rubbed elbows in the Hamptons.
For sure. They're all in that New York City celeb circle. But someone posted a Twitter thread last week that was like, can we talk about Hilaria Baldwin's fake Spanish accent? And all these videos of her surfaced from like 2010 or 2012 where she was like fully speaking in like a like heavy, heavy, thick Spanish American accent. Like saying like to the point where she was like, how you say cucumber in English? And the woman's like, cucumber. Like did not. And she's like, manage is good. Manage is so good. Like she was doing a full like. And I, pardon my accent, I'm just imitating her, but she was doing like a full on, I am, English is my second language, ESL, lost in translation. And then like a week or two ago, she posted a video on her Instagram where she was plugging something and she had a full American, like normal American woman accent, like had no trace of Spanish in her dialect at all.
Yeah.
She was like plugging something and she's like, yeah, this is like my favorite thing. Like, I love this. I swear by it. I, blah, blah, as a mom, it's really. And then all these other videos came up of her where she's now dropped her accent and now she's just inexplicably non-Spanish. Correct?
And didn't her Wikipedia say at one point that she was like born in Spain or something?
Well, she's told a myriad of, tall tales about it. Like she's born in Spain, she's born in Boston but grew up in Spain, her family lives in Spain now, she's has dual citizenship, she was raised going back and forth, her parents are both from America, they're like very Caucasian non-Spanish, and like,
but they live in Spain now,
I guess they live in Spain now, but they're full, like Tracy and her investigating went pointed out that her family on her mom's side I think goes back to the Mayflower, so she's fully like so American.
Yeah.
And she has absolutely no Spanish lineage at all. Like they did like a, she's,
love that.
She's like not Spanish at all. But she, then in many articles she was, or many interviews, she was like, the wedding was so amazing. Like 30 to 40 of my Spanish relatives came over. And you know, like obviously that means a big party. Like she went far in on it.
Yeah.
And now she's doubling down being like, I'm proud of my diverse background and like the way I was raised. Like now she's making it like we're attacking her for being different.
Well, did you watch her like whole apology video?
Yeah, it was unhinged.
Yeah, I kind of was like, okay, I get like kind of what you're saying. Like you've never been like my yoga guru or my chosen like mommy blogger, but like, love your microbladed brows and I wish you well.
The real
person that freaked me out in all of this the most, and I think the thing that I'm coming away realizing is that Alec Baldwin is fully insane.
Oh yeah.
Like he's the one, like I'm like two eyes emoji on him because I think like Hilaria, I'm like, do whatever you want. You really haven't hurt anyone. Like, please keep breeding. Like, do you? But Alec, like, she deserves a medal for being married to that person.
You're totally right. I mean, the real takeaway is that...
Because I watched his video.
Yeah.
And I was shaken to my core and beyond. And I truly was like, anyone that could maintain a relationship with this person is an international hero.
And also, like, I would probably fake an accent if I was married to Alec Baldwin.
I mean,
and very typical that his insanity and rage has been so glossed over the years, and she's getting raped.
He's a loose fucking cannon.
He's a loose cannon.
And all you need to do is watch his video. Like, can you imagine, like, getting in, like, his acting? His monologue?
Oh.
His, like...
His purse,
I was like, can you imagine
lips?
Trying to have a conversation with this person?
His purse lips and, like, the dramatic, like, 20-second pause where he's, like, making us, like, wait for... Like, he... Alec Baldwin is a piece of shit, and he's been, I'm fully, like, he's been totally, like, propped up by, like, NBC. Like, they all, like, eat his ass because he's, like, Donald Trump on SNL, which he didn't even do that good of a job. Let's be real. And
yeah, it wasn't funny.
He's been fucking, like, had this late in life career boost because of 30 Rock, which was, like, not even, he wasn't even the good part. I don't even think he was a good part of 30 Rock, really. And he's obviously, like, has some ability as an actor, but, like, he's had this career boom, and, like, everyone praises him. But lest we forget that he called his fucking 6-year-old at the time daughter a pig, and has, like, called photographers, like, cocksucking faggots and beaten them up, and, like, or, like, pushed them and, like, gone after gay people. Like, he's a loose fucking cannon and has anger problems. He's a,
yeah, he's un, I he's diagnose unwell. Him as unwell.
He's a fucking,
he gets
raging,
an unwell prognosis from one and only Dr. Shane Halls.
He is a rageaholic, like, narcissist, and I, you know, she's not the big baddie here. He is. And
yeah,
he's fully unhinged, and that's all I have to say about that.
Well, I was like, this is actually, like, we need to investigate this man.
He's been investigated. Like, Alec,
I know,
Baldwin,
but, like,
has had, it shows you what straight men in Hollywood get away with.
True.
Like,
also, like, can you imagine if any one of my friends or someone I knew made a video like
the one
Alec made, I would call Cedars and arrange a bed for them.
No, it's totally Gurney
and
material.
Pay out of pocket, like, for them to get the yeah. help they so desperately need. And, like, I would band together a group of people to 5150 them, because that was truly unhinged.
I'm, like, actually worried about, like, the well-being of that family. And
that made me worry, because then I went back. Then I started, I watched both of their, like, videos about this Scandalo, and I went back through her, like, social media, and she's really just been like, she's had a lot of ad partnerships. She, like, raises her brood of children. She does
kids.
Like a yoga. She has 5 kids. She has, like, an insane yoga body, and I'm just like, wow, props to Hilaria. And I was glad to see, like, part, I was glad to see that she was getting some ad revenue, because I was like, honey, you need to, like, make your own income
and get away
and then
leave this man, please.
We'll make this short,
make this short and sweet. You need to leave him.
Sorry to this man.
But
yeah, I was like, get out, get out.
No, you're so right. I mean, she's pretty harmless. Like, if someone wants to have a fake accent, like, honestly, I was a little, like, baffled and disturbed by it, but, like, honestly, you're right, she isn't hurting anyone. If someone wants to have a fake accent, like, let him do it. And
I mean, we've let Lindsay have a fake accent for a really long time.
I was
and
so
she
excited.
Actually did try and, like, kidnap children on
yeah,
the streets
she tried
France.
To kidnap, like, a homeless kid, so, like, a refugee
yeah,
child,
like,
so, like, she we,
she needs an investigation,
Alec,
but, like, most of all, like, usually a fake accent isn't really, like, hurting anyone
no.
except the person doing the fake accent.
And more people have fake accents that you will meet more people that have fake accents than you even expect to.
There's a whole population of people that are faking accents on the Dales,
especially in LA.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're right. I think he's the real reveal is we knew he was nuts, but just how angry and full of rage that man is. And he's on, like, he's now reposting, like, Robert Kennedy Jr., who's a staunch anti-vax. Like, icon, and Alec
I
is,
love, like, when you take it there, then you're, all bets are off.
So, like, he potentially is, like, a QAnon person, and, or, like, some kind of anti-vax, or just, like, fear of big, like, this, the fear of, like, some oppression, or some oppressive, I don't know.
Speaking of anti-vax, some of my favorite news that really got glossed over in the last week was that Anwar Hadid came through and he said he will not be taking the vaccination.
Good for
and
him.
That he is not supporting it, and the human body can do amazing things.
You know, as someone who has been afflicted with Lyme disease, like he and his siblings and mom have, I would think that they probably would consider themselves like compromised.
So you would think.
One would think. So I'm surprised that Anwar, who is a victim of Lyme and chronic illness, would not want to not die or get really sick. But you know what? Congrats to the team.
More power to ya.
Yolanda being an anti-vaxxer would be a great twist. Queen of IVs.
Queen of IVs, Yolanda Hadid. We don't know her vaccination thoughts, but I welcome her to bring them to the public sphere.
She is like living her truth on a farm in New York and like, or upstate New York, and just like going
in Pennsylvania.
Or Pennsylvania,
I think.
You're right. And wasn't, yeah. Didn't you send me that link that like Ghislaine possibly hid there?
There was some sort of Ghislaine connection to the Hadid's Pennsylvania farm.
Yeah.
But I think getting out in the country has been a good thing for Yola. And
yeah,
I think that hopefully she's found peace.
No, she looks really happy. But Anwar should...
I just love needing to like throw your hat in the anti-vax ring.
Yeah. He's like, I love this like fatalism.
If anyone knows, it's definitely Anwar Hadid, what the body is capable of.
Truly. I mean, Bella knows what it's capable of. Her face molted and changed. So like she's been in.
Yeah, the body. Maybe Anwar believes that Bella has never had plastic surgery. And so he thinks like when you reach a certain age, your face just completely changes.
Yeah.
And like your nose changes a shape and your whole profile changes in your lips. And so he's seen her and was like, wow, the body can do incredible things without any sort of scientific or medical intervention. Yeah. Why should I get vaccinated?
I want my face to just become like a lava lamp and just like my eye, like just drift all around my and then like assemble in a new way.
I would love that. Yeah. I would love to push a face button and then have my face just like pull itself into like a Russian plastic surgery after picture.
Yeah. But yeah, I wish him well. I wish Yolanda well. I've been loving the kind of like fatalistic spin I've been seeing on Instagram from either like influencers, instigays, or celebrities who are just like, if I get it, I get it. I'm gonna live my life. You should too. You know, like the gays that are partying right now in Tulum or Puerto Vallarta, like they're all being like, say what you want behind your computer screens, like you be miserable, have fun being boring and miserable. Well, I'm living my life. At this point, it's survival of the fittest. I'm just like, damn.
Yeah, Tulum is a real hot spot right now. And, that's like the place to be.
And PV.
PV also seems, yeah, that's also another hot spot.
But I just love their like.
Tulum, I heard like that these party zones in Mexico, like it fully is just like, it's like COVID doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Which seems, I guess, is like fun. I guess if you're like getting it and not affected and beating it and you're like fine, then it's fine. But I don't know. I guess I just worry about being the one person that gets it and then like dies tragically.
There's also like that new strain.
I'm not super down to like go to a maskless rave right now. But like, let's talk. But I would have over the summer.
No, I mean, in the summer it was chiller in LA. But
yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
talk to me in a couple months. I'm fucking sick of this shit. I would like a black market vaccination.
I mean, get in line, honey. But I mean, I personally know a few people that I've seen on Instagram who were like either in Tulum now or have been there. And I'm not even like, I'm just kind of like, you know what? Like, live your life.
I'm like, love that for you. If someone's traveling, love it for you. I don't want to see that because it makes me sad that I can't travel, but
I don't want to see that.
I don't need to see that, but like, I send you nothing but love and light and health and
health,
like,
and
travel far and wide, and I hope that you don't get sick.
I hope you don't get sick, and then, like, you know, hope you don't give it to someone that you care about that gets sicker than you might, and love that for you. So I hope that you found what you're looking for, is all I have to say. And to the gate.
And send me a gift. Send me a gift from a souvenir of sorts.
I'm more speaking about, like, the gay, like, the circuit gays that are, like, at, like, these, it's like, if you're gonna do that, I don't give a shit. Just don't make it my business by, like, don't, like, post, it's like that meme, like, no one, and then, like, gay in Puerto Vallarta being like, it's survival of the fittest! You know, it's like, okay, I didn't need to know that, and, like, I don't care. Like, I didn't ask you about your philosophy on life. So, like, if you want to go and do GHB and, like, get, like, fingered on the dance floor, like, love that for you. Who doesn't like to get fingered on the dance floor? But, like, if you, consensually, but, like, if you are posting it in my face and being like, you don't know what it's like. Have fun being boring at home. Like, I will live my life the way I want to without anyone asking, like, then
yeah.
Now you're, like, making it my business, and, like, I'm going to have something to say about it.
Yeah. You're putting judgment on my decision to stay at home and eat pizza four times a week.
And I didn't even say anything. So it's, like, most of us didn't ask for this deranged Instagram story.
Yeah. And clearly no one stopped anyone from traveling because it's still happening.
Oh, yeah. This ruse that, like, travel is banned is, like, clearly disproven.
Yeah. I'm also just, like, would love... I mean, hopefully this is all over soon, and then we all resume traveling. And, like, I guess I'm just, like, kind of fine to put a cork in it for now in hopes that my travel day will come in, like, later in the year.
Put a pin in it.
Also, my psychic said don't travel internationally for all of 2020, and I listened to that guy because he really knows a thing or two.
You did. Anyway.
Anyways,
but
should we get into some other crazy bitches that will party no matter what anyone says?
These party girls.
These party girls.
So this is a crazy doozy of an episode.
I was loving this episode. It also was, every part of it was something I would not want to be involved in.
Yeah. Down,
like,
to the,
usually there's, down to even the dates, like, the anything was, like, usually there's one thing that I'm like, oh my God, that would be fun. But this truly became Brett's house of hell.
Yeah.
And, like, you've entered the void as a contestant on Rock of Love.
Like, Dita Von Teese meets Gladiator, American Gladiators. Like, I will not.
Or just Gladiator featuring Russell Crowe.
So, this episode begins with Roxy finally getting some, like, primo airtime.
Yeah, but as soon as they showed her and her being like, I have this, I was like, you're going home. I know this whole...
Yeah.
At this point, I know the formula of, like, who gets a storyline on certain episodes, that they're just doing the storyline so they can wrap up why they leave at the end. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh, man, Roxy, like, the clock is ticking. Like, your seconds are numbered.
Yeah,
it wasn't meant to be. Uh-uh. This maybe was the wrong house, but, like, you're doing yourself and you're doing yourself a favor. It's fine.
I didn't really notice it from the last episode, but I was like, not even like weird, like, in a bad way. I was just, like, shocked by her lip rings.
I've been intrigued by those since day one.
A double lip ring.
A double ring, and not like a stud. I like that they're rings, so they're just in. You don't have to, like, worry about them. Nothing gets stuck in them. They're
right.
Just, like, in on either side. Kind of a hot look.
Kind of hot. Kind of, like, how do you... Probably a little hard to talk out of those, but...
I don't think so, because they're so tight to
right.
your lip, you probably just don't notice them. Hard to put on lipstick. and not get it on the ring.
Yeah. I've never been into like lip rings.
A lip ring? I think that they could be like, there's cute ones, but it's like, I wouldn't want something in there 24/7.
No.
Also, probably some food is like hard to eat. Like if you're eating like a chopped salad.
And just like your lips are so vascular.
True.
I just would be worried about infection. But
mm-hmm.
She's rocking it. She's owning it. She's worried about getting one-on-one time with Brett. So we know that, like, as Laura said, we know she's going home. They all assemble in their living room, and Megan is the one to read Brett's challenge description poem. I just love hearing her read.
Me too.
Everything's
her
really
cadence
sexy.
Is really good.
She
rhymes and then giggles.
Mm-hmm. The description lends itself to some kind of athletic event.
And also like a fight, like a physical fight, a brawl of some sort.
And Megan goes,
and I would have been like, I'm fucking out.
She goes, I hope I'm not, I don't really have a lot of athleticness. Which I was like, love that word.
There.
So we end up, the girls all assemble and they get into their van or whatever, their bus, and they head over to a warehouse where a roller derby rink is set up. So we're going full Whip It. Directed by Drew Barrymore.
I have never been into roller derby. I can say with 110% confidence, I will never be into roller derby. I categorize that into rockabilly territory, which is another thing that I can't deal with.
Same here.
And like roller derby, long twirly mustaches and rockabilly are all things that are nunca for me.
And this is why we are sisters, because mm-hmm. why we're astral.
We see eye to eye on the important things.
We are astral twins because all of that stuff is my fucking hell. And mm-hmm. a long, like, Rocky and Bullwinkle, Boris, like, ooh.
Waxed mustache, like a deliberately long waxed mustache. I'm like, go walk off a cliff.
Yep.
And rid society of you.
Mutton chops. Rockabilly.
Mutton chops, I can get a little bit
more. Oh, okay. Two roads diverge in a
wood. Hang up and we never speak
again. Mutton chops.
We never speak of this. And then there's just like a new.
much like me with my love, my initial love of Lindsay's jean skirt outfit. You can see yourself out the door with that mutton chops. The love of mutton chops. Get out of here.
I can get behind a mutton chop.
It just reminds me,
handle a mutton chop.
It reminds me of like Billy the Butcher, like Gangs of New York, like me getting like my face dented in by like some homophobic like strong
like an
man.
Irishman,
like yeah. I just, and rockabilly on a girl, on a woman, it's just
rockabilly on anyone is honestly. I mean, I guess men pull it off better than women,
but women with like little like. Like Queen of Hearts lipstick, where it's like,
and like a mini bang, and a tiny top hat.
No,
Alice in Wonderland like cosplay,
yeah.
And almost like steampunk is really difficult for me. But there's some steampunk that I can deal with, but I won't like it.
You know,
but it's not an immediate off with her head for me.
It's an off with her head for me the minute I seen steampunk. And you know who is decidedly steampunk is the Vanderpump universe.
They love steampunk. And that's kind of what made me love steampunk a little bit more, because Sandoval is steampunk at his core. And he's a little bit Alice in Wonderland cosplay. Like, I've seen him in some questionable stripes. But
I
give steampunk a pass because he has made me.
Okay.
He has normalized steampunk for me to the degree that it can be like, I don't want to kill someone for being steampunk.
I can excuse Sandoval because he's sexy and cute.
Yeah.
But I'd say 99.9% of steampunk is just like gears, and it's a visceral reaction from me.
Yeah.
And it is...
Tom Tom is very steampunk.
Just, I'm not into speakeasy culture. I'm not into, like, those bars where the bartenders all wear, like, rolled up white shirts and suspenders. Like,
yeah.
Like, kind of long under long johns.
And they're making, like, whiskey drinks.
Yeah, there's a lot of those in, like, Brooklyn. And especially off
I've
the
never
Bedford,
understood
the Bedford
that.
Stop. I yeah anything like
Bed okay Brooklyn is also ground zero for a lot of that like speakeasy mustache steampunk style, and also like Brooklyn loves like prairie like one time I got off the subway in Brooklyn and was like the first stop in, and there was like
on the L train
like a woman dressed up like a prairie dancer and someone playing like an old violin. She was kind of like tapping her clogs on the floor, and I was like, this isn't the Great Depression, you fucking psychos. Like, this is 2012. Like, get the fuck out of here. That is
2011.
True. That's really put a damper on my Brooklyn boner to see like prairie cosplay underground. I'm like, can you just get up there and like go work at a coffee shop? Like, what's wrong with you?
But like,
stop clogging underground.
Like this, like a woman with a lipstick with her mouth that looks like it's on the, on her like far side of her cheek almost. With like lip. And like, I wish you could see what I'm doing because it sounds like I'm just, but.
I've never seen lipstick like that.
Have you ever seen like
I've seen like the little tiny like lips that are like Allison.
Oh, like fucking Betty Boop shit. Like,
yeah, it's very Betty Boop cosplay falls
up,
into that
pin up like rockabilly girl, rockabilly guy, guys and gals. Like, I just, you know, if that's what your thing, like, I'm sorry, but I can
like,
love
you really
as a person,
need to,
but I cannot support you.
I can't love you, but I can accept that you exist, and I won't ask for, I don't ever want to interact with you, but I won't root for your failure, but I will root for you to get a grip.
Remember the band Carmen?
No.
Oh, Laura, come on.
What was Carmen?
Remember? She didn't sound, I can do it, baby. Tell
oh my God,
what
yeah.
You mm-hmm, want mm-hmm. me.
Yeah.
Do it, honey. Get in my tonight.
Were they Betty Boop?
Yeah, they were rockabilly.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's the thing I'm talking about.
The only person that can give me that energy that I truly am like, yes, is Dita Von Teese. Like, she's the only person that gets a pass from me. But she doesn't even do rockabilly. It's like
her own thing.
She's like couture. Like, yeah, she's in like another sphere. It might have started off rockabilly, but it morphed to something else. And I actually don't think it ever did start off rockabilly. She's just always been on her own journey. And I bless her for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that.
I'm into like Sean Young and Blade Runner with a little bit of rockabilly hair
mm-hmm.
as the replicant. But like, that's as far as I'll go.
Yeah, we all have
a rockabilly threshold. Mine is extremely low, but I will tolerate it.
Incredibly low.
If I like you or if it's.
But this gets into like immediate rockabilly territory with a roller derby moment. And it also, I'm like, this is a lawsuit waiting to happen.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
So basically, they're going to divide the girls up in teams. They have an actual, like, professional LA roller derby team.
Welcome the roll derby gals featuring Lacey. And I just like gasped when Lacey came out.
Lacey returns, guys. Lacey fucking returns.
Both excited and horrified to see her again. Like, she elicited like such an like a deep, like bodily emotional response.
She has
her power cannot be understated.
She's been like hiding in the basement of the house.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think she's on this roller derby team. I think that they just brought her out because it made sense. She seemed like the least aware of her body amongst the roller girls.
They were like, we just need like a maniac who's okay with like tackling people and like potentially killing them.
Yeah.
Or like,
Lacey was like, how about me?
and then they heard a rustling. The production was meeting in the basement. They heard a rustling in the crawl space, and they turned and they opened the lights and they just saw. How long have you been down here, Lacey?
Longer than you think.
Yeah. Her tongue, she like has a forked tongue now, kind of slithered out. And she was like.
So as we saw, as we knew, there's going to be some appearances of season one girls to kind of fuck with the girls and shake things up a little. And all the women, all the competition, the women competing have a strong reaction to Lacey. Like, all of them hate her.
Yeah, they're all not down. Someone goes, I can't believe that conniving slut is back.
Yeah, Ina's like, I'm going to take this bitch out. Like, they are ready to... Lacey's like,
Hey, everyone. Don't worry, I won't go too hard on you.
That is her. But also, okay, so their challenge is that they have... The three teams of girls that have never roller derbied have to, like, protect a baby Brett in a stroller.
Yeah, so
and then they're going to unleash the hounds on them, a.k.a. the derby gals, to, like, come and try and beat the fuck out of the baby and also beat them in the process. I was like, this, I would be like, no, I'm not doing this. Like, I'm not going to, that seemed really weird to me.
I also was like, I just wrote Brett, go to therapy.
Like, yeah,
he's like,
he really needs therapy after the way this whole episode panned out. I was like, you're a broken man.
But like being like, you have to protect baby Brett in a stroller. I was like, gross.
Mommy issues.
Do you want to fuck this woman or do you want her to like breastfeed you? Like, what do you
both?
What do you want?
He wants both.
Yeah, but just admit it.
I know. I would like love all of the Rock of Love to lead to like a magical like awakening for Brett where he like understands his like life purpose and like his darkness and his light and then comes out like a wiser and better man.
Yeah.
But I don't think that that's where this is going.
No.
I also love Angelique has no idea what's going on. I don't think she's ever even heard of roller derby. Like, it cuts to her face and she looks so confused. And I was laughing.
Angelique's like, we don't do this in Paris.
No one would ever. No. That's actually a great, like, Europe has no rockabilly.
It's true.
Someone, I mean, correct us if we're wrong, but I'm pretty sure, like, France has no rockabilly.
Well, I guess England kind of has like the mutton, like
England. I don't consider it. It's not in the EU.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, Brexit. I accept. I honor Brexit, and
I honor the Queen's Isle.
The whole European Union should actually be really glad for Brexit because they no longer have to be anywhere linked to rockabilly. England.
Victoria. Yeah, I'm also not into like oh, chimney sweep, like that whole era.
Yeah, like, and Sweeney Ireland does
Sweeney
like
Todd.
Yeah, Ireland does like a, they can do like a mustache. I feel like they're like mustachey,
yeah,
in like a way that I don't appreciate.
Totally.
But like, I don't think that,
what are you trying to say about Irish people?
I'm trying to say that they have some, they like, have, waxed mustache as a, energy that I don't like.
As someone who is mostly Irish, yes.
You know.
I fucking know.
You fucking know what they do with their mustaches and their beards.
But, yeah, Angelique, like, I think came out of the womb and, like, was immediately 40 years old.
Yeah. I think she was born exactly how she looks today.
Yeah.
Naked as the and likes to be naked and truly is just like a sex kitten.
I love her and I'm angry for her.
I'm angry for her and she truly is just like she doesn't get it. Even when she's competing later, you just a shot of her just hanging off to the side. Like she's not gonna do this, and I don't blame her. Catherine goes, I rollerblade every day.
Didn't look like it. She fell like immediately.
They're all like
the love witch. The love witch rollerblades every single day.
I could see her rollerblading like around like Manhattan Beach or something.
That's what she listens to down in like Hermosa Beach.
Yeah. She is.
You remember on the cable witching guy when Jim Carrey's like, "Hold please," and then he goes, "Ba da da," and he goes, "Ba da." That was a fucking good movie.
It was, and that's Catherine's energy on blades. Like, not blading competitively, just like blading to glide and cast spells on men wherever she goes.
She's on a team with Daisy, Megan, and Destiny, and she's not happy.
Yeah, he put all the hottest girls on the team together.
But Catherine's like, I'm gonna have to carry this. Like, these girls don't know what they're doing. And then
she's like, I've never even talked to them, but now we have to talk strategy.
Now we have to talk strategy. And I'm honestly kind of concerned. They end up, Daisy's like, let's do this. Like, I've got point A to point B. And Catherine's surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasantly surprised.
They're the pink team, and so they get called up first to compete, and they just get fucking hammered.
So basically, the real Derby girls, like, they get like a 10-second head start pushing the baby doll of Brett in the stroller, and then the actual Derby girls like come out and chase them and like basically try to tackle them and then punch the baby.
Yeah. Terrified. Like, imagine one of those Derby girls coming after you. I'm gonna have nightmares about that. I feel like I have had a nightmare about that. On skates, where you like can't get away. I'm not a good skater. I'm like pretty uncoordinated on blades.
Yeah.
And
me too.
I would not survive.
I used to go to roller skating parties for the school. Like, the school would have like on like a Wednesday night, and it was always very stressful. Did you ever do that, like roller skating parties in your class?
Oh, always. I mean, that was like the hot spot to have a party, like a birthday party when we were growing up. So like,
remember the smell?
Mm-hmm. Such a musty
pizza.
Musty pizza. They serve hot dogs that were just red. Do you remember red hot dogs?
Yeah, it smells like just socks.
Unnatural and satanic.
And then the pro like skaters that would monitor it, like the older people, would come in and spin the pin and give out prizes. Did you ever do that?
Probably. And they would do always backward skate and like glide around. There would always be a DJ.
There was a mom who was like the cool mom in the class, and like everyone was obsessed with her, and she was there and she skated, and like all the other parents were just like watching, and she was like skating. And she, all the kids were lined up on the side while she was skating and like was so good at it. And all the kids put their hands out for her to slap as she came down, and she didn't slap mine. And I felt like, so I was like, oh my God, I'm so
no apart. Justice.
I was like, I felt so like apart.
She othered you.
She othered me. I was not cool enough for a hand slap.
Lasting skate trauma. The red team comes up.
Oh, but also another detour. you went, remember the movie Whip It with Elliot Page and Alia Shawkat? I wanted to see that movie so bad because Diablo Cody wrote it and Drew Barrymore directed it. And no one wanted to see, I was in college and no one wanted to see it with me except my one friend Caitlin. And she and I went to the movies together to see Whip It. We were the only ones in the theater.
Yeah. Whip It was not.
And I was.
It wasn't it. Stop trying to make roller derby happen. Like, it's not gonna happen. Like, just get the fuck over it. And
I rode for Whip It.
Go blade on the fucking sidewalk somewhere.
I rode for Whip It.
You loved it. I think I saw it and I was like, really, I was also excited about it because it had like
Kristen Wiig.
Stellar. It had like everyone that I wanted involved in it. And then I saw it was incredibly underwhelmed, and I was just like, now I hate roller derby even more for sucking me in, for tantalizing me and trying to seduce me and then showing me
nothing.
It's just not, it's like not cool. There's nothing cool about roller derby.
There isn't.
Wait, you can't change my mind.
Who played the mom in that? Oh, Marcia Gay Harden.
So iconic. Many stars.
Anyway, so the Derby girls are plowing through the pink ladies. They're
they
like,
just beat the shit out of them.
And when they get the doll, they like actually punch the doll's face.
Yeah, because there's a doctor on the sidelines who's gonna examine the baby afterward, and in his like little chiron or cryon or however you say it, it was like Dr. so-and-so, then an asterisk is like, not a real medical doctor. And I love like having to clarify that. So what, and whatever baby gets the most damage or the least damage is the team that wins.
Right.
So then the red team comes out and Peyton, God bless her, she fights hard.
Peyton, who by the way is a Melissa Leo character.
She is Melissa Leo. Oh my God, you nailed it.
She, like, at one point, she steals the stroller away from someone who's getting pummeled, and she just takes the reins and just charges. And she is actually good at skating, and I was crying watching her fly away with the stroller. Because I was like, this has happened to her before.
She's had to fight tooth and nail to, like, get ahead in this world. And she's doing the damn thing.
Yeah. Lacey.
But they,
like,
also get, like, they get pretty pummeled by the derby gals, too.
Peyton gets, she eats shit. And after a valiant
and they rip
fight,
that baby's arm off during the red teams.
I also just wrote, this is literally Lacey's dream to, like, punch girls and punch babies.
Yeah, it's just like her fantasy realized.
She kind of falls off though. Like you forget that she's there after a while.
Because I don't think that she's actually that good of a skater or anything. Like it's all kind of for screen time.
I think they could have utilized her a little. I think they could have had her be less of like in the game with them and more like
judging or something.
Like trolling and like hanging with them off to the side, like kind of trying to get into their heads.
Yeah,
like
she could have been the referee and like announcing what's happening as they're skating and trolling them with her like announcements.
Yeah, they didn't use her well.
Brett, in regards to Peyton fighting hard in the rink, he goes, it just makes me want to breed. And I was like, you're fucking disgusting.
Pig person part 8,000.
I literally out loud, I said, ew.
Breed.
It makes me want to breed. Like you're some pig in a farm. Like you're a sow. You're the sire to some sow and go breed. It's like so gross. Breeding is like such a derogatory term to me.
It's loaded.
I don't think I'd ever tell someone to like breed with me. Or breed me.
I mean, it means different things.
I don't think it
means. It means different things in the gay community.
What does it mean? No condom.
Yeah, it means getting a load fucked inside you.
Raw dogged. Yeah. And then in
breed
to finish.
Breed me. Question mark.
It just makes me think of farm animals.
Yeah, but like to say it to like a woman is
it
like
makes you want
extra
to breed.
Like. I don't, it's like, like you're some fucking cow.
You're like, just like a horse in a field and you get a boner and then some field hands like lead you up to another horse. Or like, it's just like very animalistic and not in a hot way to me. All my breeders out there, like love and light, breed but away.
It is like, it's very like alien, like you are. You have ripe age and body factors to breed.
Mm-hmm.
Like we breed now. It's like
it's so gross. Angelique is horrified at everything that's going on, and when they rip the arm off the baby and like ride around, she goes, "Did she just take the arm off the baby?"
Yeah, Angelique's like horrified. She's a mother. She's like not okay with this.
She can't handle it, and I feel her on that.
This is like what like French people think of America.
Yeah, it was a real like culture shock for her.
Yeah.
Christy Joe leads the blue team to victory and just like kills the game. Like easily escapes from the derby gals.
Yeah, Christy Joe had a really she did not have a good I felt like she was too big for this game.
Yeah.
Like she.
Maybe she was a derby gal at one point. She knew too much.
No, but also, like, she just got, like, she was picked as, like, the one everyone would go for after this.
Yeah. And also, hate Christy Joe. I'm going to be honest. I'm not team Christy Joe. I think she needs to get the fuck out of there. I don't like her crying and whining all the time, and I'm done with her.
Yeah, it was.
And I remember feeling this way when I originally got into Rock of Love season 2, and it's all coming back to me.
It was not her show to be on.
I'm staunchly anti Christy Joe.
Yeah.
But then,
so everyone was like, wow, this annoying person just kicked all of our asses. Like, she now must die.
Mm-hmm. And the doctor does the diagnosis on each of the babies. And I was like, this is dark. He's like, baby number one, pink team, suffered like shaking trauma, mass internal bleeding, spine trauma, like literally like saying a medical prognosis on this baby. And he's like, I do not think that this baby would survive.
Yeah.
And then he's like, red team. The baby suffered a loss of a limb, shaking trauma, brain trauma. I think that this baby would maybe survive, but have a very, never lead a normal life. And then it wrote like prognosis challenged. Like the baby would be like disabled. And then he's like, the blue baby had a little bit of shaking trauma, a little bit of head trauma.
But I think that ultimately
with some therapy, it would go on to lead a kind of normal life. And it said, prognosis, rock star.
And they're all like, yeah!
Woo!
So, Christy Joe's team along... I kept writing Destiny killed it. I kept mixing her up with Destiny.
They're very easily conflatable.
But so it's Christy Joe, Angelique, Ina, and Aubrey.
Aubrey, I almost...
Aubrey is a place of no.
Aubrey is a full no for me as well.
Yeah.
So the blue team wins, and then Christy Joe gets the solo date, and the rest of the girls have to go on a group date. And Angelique says of the group date, she says, I'm going to fuck him so good he doesn't think about anyone else. So her plan is just to fuck Brett's brains out.
Good for her.
And I love that for her.
But he takes them to a strip club in downtown LA that looks like it's in like a very desolate part of LA.
Was it there? Or was it on the Sunset Strip? I couldn't tell.
I Googled it and I think it was downtown.
Ugh, I think I might have been there before.
Really? It's like a burlesque strip club.
There was a speakeasy.
Oh, it's not a strip club because they yell it. So it's a burlesque club.
I'm pretty sure that maybe 40 Deuce also had
a Sunset Strip location.
I don't know.
I thought it was Hollywood at first, or West Hollywood. So I could see that is true.
Who knows? We'll never know. The COVID has taken out.
Yeah.
Removed a need for Ivan Kane's 40 Deuce.
Yeah.
But it's like a burlesque club. And so Brett's like, I shut down the club for just us. And like, we're going to see a dancer and then all of you guys can dance for me. And I was like, this is not a fucking date.
I know. I was
this
just
is
like,
sex this is, slavery.
I was just like, wow, Brett, like, way to take them to somewhere you want to go.
Yeah. Also, like, don't shut it down. Like, I want to go out and be in like a crowd of people. Like, I want to be like in the mix at like a VIP table with my man. And like, I don't want to like
give them some
sit
give
in
them,
a give them a quiet break. Bar. Yeah.
Let them like, have what the some fuck? Fun.
So this woman dances burlesque and she's really good.
She's incredible. Angelique is so like excited and cheering for her and is like, she looks amazing. All the other women are definitely like look a little intimidated, but Angelique mm-hmm. is, I was like, she's a woman that celebrates women.
Yeah. And she's just like down to be sexy.
And the woman is, she's the dancer is incredible.
Yeah. She was really good.
And Brett's just like, oh yeah. And then he's like, so now all of you are going to do your best burlesque. So he forces all of them to go up and do their own like routines for him. And Ina goes first. And Brett described her as a Ukrainian love tank.
I know. I was like, gross. Don't also, ever call a woman a tank. For like rule number one, yeah. No woman wants to be described as a tank.
As a tank. And also, she's so tall. She's like 6'7".
She's also very bad at burlesque yeah. dancing.
Brett was just like, Brett says she's not good.
Yeah, he's like, she sucked at it, but she's hot.
Yeah.
Then Aubrey, who is truly, from the jump, dressed like the Babadook attending a Matrix-themed rave. I was like, it was steampunk. It was, she wore a top hat on a date and like a long coat with tails.
She was doing a lot of hat work in this episode. And
she did a lot of hat work. She flicked her hat off and onto the table, which I was just like, thank God she took that hat off.
Any hat work is too much hat work. Yeah. Like, this is not a magic show. This is a night out in Los Angeles. If you're gonna do
she
that,
does
go
pretty
to the
well.
Fucking Magic Castle.
Yeah, good on over to Magic Castle, which also is kind of steampunk, like mustache energy.
Did you hear they're getting sued?
For what?
Sexual assault.
I'm like, makes sense.
I mean, some guy was found with like a plastic bag over his head, dead. Did you know that?
In the Magic Castle? Yeah, recently?
Last year. He was found like in a closet with a bag over his head.
What?
Yeah.
Was he killed at the castle?
No, they think he like was doing some kind of like asphyxiation thing.
Just like in the Magic Castle.
He like killed himself apparently. But isn't that fishy?
That's really weird.
That place...
I never liked the Magic Castle. Honestly, their food sucks and they have like a very strict dress code. And the one time I went there, they were like, absolutely no open-toed shoes. And like, I went there wearing Birkenstocks because I literally did not have like dressy shoes at the time. Like, did not have yeah. a pair of dressy shoes. And they made me wear flats. They had like an extra pair of weird flats and they forced me to wear them if I wanted to get in. And you also have to buy dinner there and like wear their food. Like, you have to eat their shitty food. And then, like, the magic tricks aren't even that fucking good.
I live down the street.
I was not impressed.
And every time I drive by, I'm chilled to the bone.
It's like
the Moloch owl in the yeah, it's like the Disney haunted house.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I liked walking around the castle and like seeing little secret passageways and stuff like that. But like,
how'd you go there?
I had a friend that had. She had an inn there or something. Also, like, it's not hard to go there. You can, all you have to do, just like, you figure it out. It's not even that great. You're going to spend $80 to $100 going there.
Part of me wants to just see what it's like inside.
I mean, everyone should go there once, but just understand that it's going to be underwhelming and it's cheesy.
Yeah. Anyway. So Aubrey's doing some Magic Castle shit, but Brett's like into it.
He's really into her, and that makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because I think she just looks like him, and he really wants to just like fuck himself.
Yeah.
And then, then the queen of all queens, Angelique, takes the stage, and she's like, fuck it. Like, I'm getting fully naked, takes her top off. Takes her underwear off, flashes her pussy in everyone's faces, and then just like rolls around naked. And I was like, yes, like you win.
But Brett is deeply resentful of it.
Yeah, he is both turned on, but then his need to shame kicks in. Then he's like, it's actually like disgust. Like, he's like, everyone's like, ew, it's disgusting. It's like, it's a fucking pussy. Like, you've watched porn. You've seen, like, vaginas before.
Yeah, you have one.
Yeah, you literally have a pussy between your legs that you see. Like, you'll live with it forever, probably. Unless you choose otherwise, but it's there. Like, it's not disgusting.
And Brett's, you're so right. He has, like, dual, at first he's like, oh, yeah. And then he just goes, ah. It's like, you see the torment in his, like, I want to fuck this person, but I'm also deeply afraid of her and like intimidated by her.
And I want to
And I want to like shame her and belittle her and make her small. But I also love her tits.
Yeah. So I want to make her pay. I want to fuck her and then make her pay for it.
Yeah. He's like, I want to. So he's. That's. As much as I celebrated Angelique's this moment for her, I was also like, this is not to be on the show. This was not the thing to do.
No. And then the like owner, Ivan Kane, comes over and the burlesque dancer. And they're like, we have a rule here at 40 Deuce. Like, we don't get naked. And then he's like, we almost got shut down for that. Like, I was just like, God, you drama queens, like, get over yourselves.
Yeah.
And also like 40 Deuce, suck a dick.
Iconic.
Yeah. You were blessed to have this legend take the stage.
And if I'm not wrong in my research, 40 Deuce closed.
Yeah.
So
good riddance.
Bye.
Bye, Ivan.
So they head back to the house, and then back of the house there's a lot of turmoil happening with Christy Joe.
Everyone bullies her.
Mm-hmm. I guess Destiny said something about Catherine being like a mom or like being old, and Christy Joe told Catherine that.
Yeah.
And so
Christy told Catherine, and then Catherine got pissed at her teammates.
Yeah. So Catherine's like, that I feel like, and then so they all, instead of saying like, hey Destiny, you shouldn't have said that and we're sorry Catherine, they're like, let's go blame us on Christy Joe. So all the girls, yeah. Basically every girl in the house teams up on Christy Joe,
and they all come for her. And then Megan, okay, I know Megan's like her game at people, because now, as I said, I've been watching I Love Money. It's essentially like pirating it online. And I've gotten to get a real good look at like Megan, and she can be really mean. Like, she'll just like cut you to the core. And I think since she's so hot, it hurts more when like a really hot person calls you ugly than an ugly person calling you ugly.
She's
cruel. That's just science. She's cruel, but it hurts more because she's so hot. Like, if she said that to me, I'd feel really bad about myself. But if, like, Ivan Kane said that to me, I'd be like, you're disgusting. You know what I mean?
Well, Megan also is also always walking around with, like, a screwdriver in a glass the size of, like, a car.
She loves being in a bikini or a swimsuit of some sort and carrying a glass of alcohol with her.
So they all basically go over and like surround Christy and basically just tell her that she's ugly and like a loser, and like they're all like,
they carry her.
They plug it up. Christy, they basically throw tampons at Christy Joe, who's like cowering in the corner, like blocking them and screaming.
And Megan goes, I didn't know we were on a horror show. You look really hideous without makeup. Like, ew. And then like makes fun of her. And then Christy Joe, like, who has no spine, just starts like weeping in the bathroom. She falls victim to their like obvious.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm also just like, honey, if you're going to go on a show like this, you have to be like stronger than that.
Well, so she disappears and the rest of the crew gets back from their group date. And Aubrey, who's like friends with Christy Joe, goes up to find her, and she's crying in the bathroom, and Aubrey goes in and she's basically like, you gotta toughen up, like, because you don't want to go home because of this, like,
mm-hmm.
Basically like Brett doesn't like tears.
Yeah. And like everyone's partying downstairs, and if you're missing out on parties because you're crying in a bathroom, like, historically that hasn't ended well for anyone. I'm thinking back to Rodeo sobbing in the bathroom,
better son
Samantha crying.
Yeah.
Brett hates crying.
He does.
Tiffany crying.
He likes when Daisy cries later.
Yeah. He likes crying if you're sexually crying and you're wearing a bikini and you have huge tits.
Exactly.
But not like, he doesn't like actual sadness.
So this is now, Christy Joe is now enemy of the state. And the next day, she's like, she's going to have her one-on-one date with Brett, which is going to be in the fucking backyard. Which is the first, that was like first mistake for her, or like the production was plotting against her from the start.
But also, but their date is that she's going to cook for them. I was like, that's not a date.
So she,
you didn't win. Like, what are you winning if you win the chance to like be a, like,
well, I think
a
it
kitchen
was,
witch?
Well, no, I think the date was just them hanging in the backyard, but she decided to cook for him. I think. So she's like grilling up a storm, cutting potatoes. That actually looked really good.
Yeah, I was hungry.
So Christy Joe's busy being a grill girl, and the other girls devise a plan to like basically sabotage Christy and Brett's date by like using their VIP, anyone who has a VIP pass, using that pass to steal Brett away.
Yeah, cash it in at just the right time to just troll the hell out of Christy Joe.
So Daisy and Destiny are gonna like interrupt. Roxy's like, shit, I gotta use mine too at some point. But all the girls basically gather around to watch the shit show go down. Shit show. So Christy Joe and Brett meet and they start talking, and Christy Joe, they're getting deep, and then she drops the bomb that she's still legally married.
Yeah, she's been married twice, and she's still legally in her second marriage, and like mentions that she's had to get it annulled and like file a restraining order.
No, Brett's like immediately turned off, and it's not, she's like basically asking for a plane ticket home. And then meanwhile, as she's dropping these like just the things you don't want to say on a date bombs, unfortunately, Destiny interrupts, and she's also wearing a top. Bob Fosse could never.
Yeah, the top hats and sparkly fedoras in this episode are the third, are the character no one's talking about.
Yeah,
Destiny saunters up and she goes, "I want to cash in my coupon right now." I love calling it a coupon.
And Brett's like, he's like, "Well, you know, okay, I'll honor that, but like, you know, we're in the middle of like a date." And she's like, "Yeah, I know." She goes, "I want to cash it in, and I'd like her to leave." And Brett's
power.
Like, and Brett, you think he's annoyed, and then in his testimonial, he's like, "I'm kind of turned on by it."
So, everything turns him on.
So she goes, she makes.
When is Brett not kind of turned
he's
on?
Always horny.
He's always horny. Look at like a curtain and be like, "That curtain was sheer. I'm not gonna lie, kind of turned me on."
The way that curtain rippled in the wind, not gonna lie.
You could kind of see through it. Not gonna lie.
So not only does she leave, does she make Christy Joe leave, Destiny then goes, "I think I'm gonna have a piece of that steak she made." And then proceeds to straddle Brett, like cowgirl style, and sits right on his lap, like an inch away from his face. And all the girls are like, "Woo!" Like, power move. Like, they're all cheering. And then you cut to Christy in the house, and she's, like, looking pissed as hell, drinking a beer.
Yeah, she's just sitting. She was, like, very memeable in that moment, she like, was. With her beer.
She was.
And Destiny, her intervention and coupon cash-in really worked in her favor. Like, Brett's into it, and they, like, talk for a little bit. She tells him about her having heartbreak in her life, and then they make out. Everyone's just so traumatized in this house. This is this is literally trauma of love.
Trauma of love. Rock of trauma. Yeah.
Rock of trauma. Please let me be your
rock of trauma. So then Destiny and Brett say their goodbyes, and then Christy Joe comes back out and she starts crying, talking about her life more. And I just wrote, "Girl, stop."
Yeah, get over it.
Like, I mean, I know, like, Brett is, like, an emotional, like, desert. But, like, this is, no one wants to have someone crying on a date.
No.
Like, on a first
date. Anytime you're crying on a date and it's not out of sheer joy, like, you got to get out of there.
Yeah.
You got to get off the date. And also, then, crying over food.
No.
A waste of food.
By a pool.
By a pool, and then, like, truly a harbinger of doom is Daisy sauntering up to like destroy Christy Joe's life. Like just Daisy's whole look, and she's so little.
Yeah.
And like dressed pretty psychotically. And like I could just imagine it kind of reminded me of like It Follows. Because she just is slowly walking up, and truly, like, your It Follows moment is seeing Daisy stroll up to you.
She's like the old maid coming in on the college campus to Micah Monroe. Yeah.
When you It Follows Brandy, remember to take it back to Brandy. Yeah. When you give her the coin, your It Follows moment, like, you'll never know who will come for you. But it will be Daisy sauntering up.
She's like a bridesmaid walking down the aisle. One together, two together.
So slow. It was terrifying.
1 foot, 2 foot, one, like just very. And so she comes up and she's like, she kind of very in an almost sinister way. She goes, "I'd like to cash in my coupon now." And then Brett. At this point, Brett is like, even though he's not, I don't think he's into this date, he's like, has some attack of conscience, and he's like, hey, I can't, like, I'm gonna have to ask you to just wait till we finish this date.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, because he doesn't want to be that rude.
Yeah.
So
he goes, you know, she's like, but if it's not a good time, then we could do it later. And he's like, yeah, you know, we still need to talk life and music, and we can't get any of that done if we're getting interrupted every 10 minutes. So I love he's like, he has a real agenda of things he needs to discuss. Life and music.
Yeah. So Daisy's like, okay. So she goes back, and then her and Brett finish their devastating date. train Brett. Wreck of a date.
In his one-on-one, he's like, I don't know if Christy Joe has what it takes, because you really need to fight to be with me. All these women are coming up to you backstage. I was like, dating Brett would suck ass.
Yeah.
You're just constantly getting like attacked.
He doesn't
have your back, really. No. He's just like, you need to fight and like deal with it.
No, and just like, he will not make you feel a shred of confidence in or security in your relationship.
Yeah.
Because he's like, sorry.
He wants you to be in a place of torture, but like so glad to be with him.
He's like, sorry, this is just the way it goes. They come at me like a wave.
Yeah. I'm like, you're literally a rock star. Like, hire security guards.
Yeah.
Like, shield me from this and don't make me cook for you. You fucking asshole.
I want that steak.
I did want to. I might have to like.
And the asparagus?
Go pick up some meat. Yeah. It looked good.
Gonna have asparagus pee later. Mm-hmm. So then Brett's like, because she was so cool about letting me finish my date with Christy Joe, he's like, I had to pay a visit to Daisy. Just have a little powwow with her. So he goes in the room and they like sit on the bed and Daisy starts crying, but she does it, like we said, in like a very sexual way.
It's sexy crying where she's like, I'm sorry, like, I interrupted your date, but, like, I've just been dreaming about you. It's crazy. And then kind of, like, cries, like, turned on crying. And then he's just, like, tears plus tits.
Yeah. He's like, I kept looking at her crying, and I looked down at her tits, and kept looking at her, and I was just like, oh. Okay.
Well, she's been dreaming about him. She's, like, astral projecting into the future with Brett.
I know. Part of
every
me
night
Daisy's
when she lays
win.
Her head down on her circus pillow in the VIP circus tent lair, it's like do 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 do, and she has wild dreams of Brett. Daisy's literally living in between two separate realities: her dream world and
circus
waking
world.
Life. Circus dream world.
Daisy is like a total like haunted haunted house worker. She's like the dark doll girl that comes up to you and like gets in your face. She's like a haunted house cast member who goes
don't leave me in here. I want someone to play with.
Yeah, who has like fake like stitching on her neck.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know like everything about Daisy's dream world.
I'm crying it.
The production value is so much higher this season, but like the decor is truly kill yourself decor.
It
would drive me insane.
Horrible.
To have to live in this house.
Yeah. It's truly hell.
Mm-hmm. This is what hell looks like. And you can never escape. And even when you think you've escaped and you're on a date, you still have to do some sort of like work for Brett.
Yeah, domestic work.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Brett and Daisy are like pretty locked in that Daisy's going to stay.
Yeah, they make out. I feel like she gets into like the top two.
She might win.
She might win, yeah. But then she had her own spinoff.
Well, it could be like he couldn't find it again because there's another season.
Wait, can I also say fuck Ryan Jenkins, the murderer who murdered someone on I Love Money, or murdered someone after he was on I Love Money. He basically, I looked even more into it. Just true crime update. So when that happened, VH1 shut down. They ended this entire world of shows. New York, all her shows were pulled. Like they just stopped this. Like
because
they stopped everything
guy.
Because of this one guy.
Typical.
It was so awful. Like so many people's careers and lives were affected by this.
Because he was a complete maniac.
He was a total maniac that should have never been cast on this show, and then somehow just like slipped by, and then he literally like ruined this entire world. Like we might still be living in a world of these VH1 shows, which is they are the gift that keeps on giving. Like at this point, I Love Money and every spinoff from like Rock of Love and Flavor of Love is the only thing that keeps me sane.
I'm gonna have to turn to it.
Now it's my security blanket. It's the only thing that makes sense to me anymore.
Yeah.
It makes like I could watch these people. I'm so invested in them. Like
yeah.
I would do anything for them, and they are giving it. Like I just have to shout it out to them for getting me through the second lockdown because they really are making life worth living.
I love that.
Destiny. Shout out to Destiny. Shout out to Megan. Shout out to 12 Pack. Shout out to White Boy. Real heads know.
Real heads know. I don't.
Shout out to Rodeo. She's on I Love Money.
No.
Rodeo does not get a fair shake on I Love Money. They really do Rodeo dirty. Ageism. Justice for Rodeo.
Oh my God.
Justice for Cindy. You've got to watch.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah, but this fucking asshole just like literally killed off this entire franchise. It's not right.
Stop killing your wives.
Yeah, stop fucking murdering. There are really a lot of other ways to handle a situation.
Yeah.
Just break up.
Break the fuck up.
Just.
Literally.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
It's elimination time.
Destiny's sequin top hat in this is like her outfit is fucking legendary.
She's wearing chaps over, I think it's like chaps over a bikini and then a sparkly fedora. I thought it was a top hat, but then when it got closer, she is Fosse.
She's. She is.
She's like, welcome and bienvenue. Welcome.
Yeah. She goes, maybe this time.
I'm ready for all the Rock of Love girls to put on a production of Cabaret.
She goes, maybe this time. No, everybody loves a winner. So nobody loves me. It's gonna happen. And then she goes right into Cell Block Tango.
Yeah, she does like a full Fosse review. before Brett can even, like, he's like, welcome to elimination and blah, blah, blah. And it kind of is showing the different girls. And then it just shows Destiny and a spotlight shines on her. And then she looks into the camera and she goes, maybe this time. I wish I knew the lyrics off the top of my head. I have full body chills right now that are about to skyrocket me into the abyss thinking of Cabaret. Destiny breaking into like Liza Minnelli's theme song of Cabaret.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen to ya.
Peyton sits down at the piano and then starts playing. Closer. Turn it up. So nobody loved me. This is Destiny singing. Lady peaceful, lady happy. That's what I long to be. Well, all the odds are there in my favor. To begin.
It's gonna happen.
Happen sometime.
Maybe this time. To begin.
Angelique gets naked at this point. She just takes her top off and is kicking the can.
Lady happy.
That's what I long to be. Well, all the odds are there in my favor. Something's bound to begin.
It's gonna happen. Happen to ya. This time. Be this time. Win.
Wow. That's like a quarantine song.
That was actually like beautiful.
I know. I'm really happy.
I needed
that.
Thank you for ushering that into my life, because I really, God, what a song.
It's gonna happen.
Destiny, and then it just comes back. I love also just Angelique fully naked doing the can behind her.
Slow can. And then it's like, then the elimination starts.
Yeah, and then it comes back and it's like it never happened.
Yeah. Oof.
Imagine.
Imagine a world.
Destiny and Daisy get passes immediately.
I wrote at one point, I go, when it got down to the wire, I go, Roxy's gonna stay. I wrote that. And then I wrote, how
you were living in Daisy's dream world. Yeah, you, the doo-doo-doo-doo-doo got to you. I was like, Roxy's absolutely going home.
And then
Catherine gets a pass and he goes, we stay here and continue to rock my world. And she goes, I want nothing more.
She goes, I want nothing more than to stay here with you.
My pussy tastes like Pepsi Cola.
And then someone starts playing the recorder. And like she's like, I've got my eye on you.
I'll stay here for you, Brett. I'll stay here.
And he's like, all right, thanks, Catherine.
Enough. And then the score also, okay, they really recycle. There's a certain like riff, like piano riff, when things get serious. It's like that they use in every iteration. Like they use it in Flavor of Love, they use it in I Love Money, they use it in like New York Spin. It's like I'm well versed in the VH1 score game at this point.
They did like four songs and they've just recycled them through the entire universe.
And they're really good, too.
They stick with you. What's that like? One where it's like,
shout out to the score people. Whoever scored this.
Isn't there one where it's like, dun dun?
Yeah.
yeah. And then it comes out of the wire and he picks Christy Joe.
I know. Angelique's face, it cuts to her, and she's, like, really unclear on why she's not been picked. And she's pissed.
Confused. Even though I knew, I was also pissed for her.
It was unfair.
I knew why she wasn't getting picked, but I was also angry.
Yeah. Roxy and Angelique get sent home. It's so unfair. I wrote, Brett makes strippers pay.
He does. He was like, Angelique, like, you're so sexy, but unfortunately, like... He's like, you know, I have a history with this. And she's like, yes, yes, of course. And I was like, you're being way too fair. But also, yeah. You have bigger things to look forward to than this fucking sewer king.
Yeah, he is a fucking sewer king. He goes, you're a free spirit. I release you.
I watched that with Simon and he goes, is that bad to be a free spirit?
In Brett's world, free spirit is just a euphemism for... I think you're a whore.
Damn.
Unfortunately, I'm like, the good news is Angelique seems to be killing it on the gram. She has 127,000 followers, but she's also really diehard Trump supporter.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
She's dancing on a beach with a Trump flag saying Trump 2020, 4 more years. So I hope she's not too devastated.
Jesus Christ. Angelique.
Angelique. Frenchie.
She's like, I believe in the story of America. I believe in Trump.
Yeah, that, I'm very unclear on her Trumpism, but I'm pretty clear on everything else.
Yeah.
She's a free spirit after all.
She is.
She cannot be tamed.
I'll remember her for the Angelique I know, which is not Trump.
Yeah, no. I'll remember her always as taking her top off, putting chocolate pudding, low sugar chocolate pudding on her tits, mm-hmm. and getting fully naked in the club and flashing her vagina to anyone that within distance. And I think that's iconic behavior.
And then as soon as she leaves and she's waiting outside, you hear this song.
Money makes the world go round. Yeah, that is her, that might be her like philosophy.
You see her walking off on the Sunset Strip. Anyway, I like the cabaret crossover we came up with.
I love it. It puts the whole world into perspective and makes it way less circus energy and more just like cabaret energy. And I'm into this mashup.
You just see Angelique walking down like a giant moon that looks like a paper cutout is just like in the sky. Mm-hmm. And she's just walking around.
Money makes the world go round.
Money makes the world go round. It makes the world go round. A maca yen a buck or a pound. A maca yen a buck. Clinking, clanking sound.
Ah. God, well,
everyone,
what a show.
We'll see you next time in the new year.
We'll see you next year.
I said that to my psychiatrist today.
No, they were like,
he said it to me too.
Up to your medication.
Yeah, he was like, he was like 35, 40, no, we're going to go up to 40 millimeters of milligrams of
blue that star. Note, I have called in several prescriptions for you. I would love for you to fill them immediately. Mm-hmm.
See you next year.
Yeah, I'm inexplicably hopeful for 2021.
It's not inexplicable. I get it. I think it's good to be hopeful.
Don't ask me why. Don't ask me why.
I'm
a torch for old 2021.
I'm kind of like, it could go either way, and I'm prepared for both. So I feel more, I won't be as blindsided, hopefully, if anything does go wrong next year. It won't be like last year where I was like, oh my God.
I know. That worries me though, because I really do feel like just when you think it's gotten as bad as it could possibly get, life can always get worse. So,
yeah,
I just want it to kind of be on an uptick. We'll see, though.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll keep. We'll monitor. We'll keep an eye out. I've got my eye on you.
Critical but stable is my prognosis for this end of the year into the beginning of next year.
Yes, everyone, stay safe. You know,
but we'll see you. Actually, we won't see you next year. We'll see you on Thursday. We'll see you on Friday.
We will. We'll see you on
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Day.
Is that New Year's Day?
Mm-hmm.
What day is it?
The 29th. I thought it was the 28th today.
30 days, half December. Okay, yeah. Fuck. No, December has 31 days.
Yeah, Thursday is December 31st.
Oh, you're right. And that's Days of the Week with Lauren Carey. We learned a lot of things on this podcast. Weather, dates.
Weather, days.
Write us emails, sexyuniquepodcast@gmail.com, or send us messages on the Sexy Unique Patreon. We try and answer every message, and we read them on the bonus episodes. And yeah.
Yeah. Love and light to you, and
love and light to you, and we actually will see you next year.
We'll see you next year, and everyone hang in there and hold tight and keep your head up high.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.